Hello, this is John with Saul's message for Sunday, March 17th, 2024. Today he is reminding us that we are eternally in the presence of our divine source, because there is nowhere else. You are eternally loved. As worldwide the chaos and conflicts appear to be increasing and intensifying, make sure to allow yourselves more time each day for quiet moments in the presence of God. You are always there, in His divine presence, because separation never happened and never could happen, but you are easily distracted by the game, the dream or nightmare that appears to be so real as it envelops you and seemingly demands your attention. The only attention you need to give it is your endless love. Doing that is very powerful and massively exists in your collective awakening process. You chose to be in human form now because you very much desire to be a part of and assist in this wondrous process which is racing towards fruition. And you are. Your presence on earth now is not an accident. You lovingly and most willingly chose to incarnate in order to serve love just by being present now, and your presence is both essential and extremely effective. Do not allow yourselves to accept any sense or feeling that you are not being of service to your Holy Mother just because you cannot perceive any confirmation that this is so. I assure you that your presence, wherever you are on earth, is precisely where you chose to be as you received guidance from your Holy Mother before incarnating. Here in the non-physical realms, you are all greatly honored for your love and your courage, and for your choice to be in form now. At the moment you chose to experience separation from your loving source, eons ago, Mother, Father, God instantly provided you with the exit, the way home, but did not override your free will. It is up to each one of you to choose your own moment when you wish to leave unreality, terminate the nightmare, and return home. Ever-increasing numbers of you are already doing just that. All across the world, issues of a very personal nature that are not in harmony with their true nature, love, are arising in people's minds to be acknowledged and released. The lessons that you have been presented to as individuals and to humanity at large through fear, conflict, judgment, and the desire to condemn and punish others have been learnt, and those lessons are but one, that love is the answer, the only and supreme answer to every issue. You all want to experience love in your lives, and you all know that the only way to have this experience is through honestly accepting and loving yourselves as well as every other sentient being, without attaching any preconditions whatsoever. Love is oneness, union, which flows freely to and through all of you in every moment, unless you choose to block it. Separation was an attempt to block it and prove to yourselves that you were completely independent beings who could provide yourselves with everything you would ever need, including the freedom to be separate from your Heavenly Father. You have now collectively realized that your only need is love and that you already have it in abundance because it is who you are. That apparent need to be independent was but an imagined, illusory, unreal state which can never be achieved because you are all eternally at one with and in the presence of your divine source. You are all lovingly and gloriously sustained by and in that state of union, that state of infinite love, the only state or condition of being consciously aware of yourselves, which has always existed. As so many wise ones have told you over the eons of humanity's existence, there is only love. Finally, you are coming to understand and accept this divine truth. When you go within to your state of quiet inner presence and allow yourselves to dismiss and discard any and all sense of unworthiness or not good enough, and invite God to enter and fill your hearts with awareness of your true and eternal nature, she will. But because of your free will, which she always honors, you have to invite and allow her to commune with you. She is always with you, waiting for you to invite her to embrace you. As you well know, mothers always long to embrace their children. So what you truly need to understand and accept is that you are always in her presence, because it is the only and infinite state or place in which all has its existence. Accept, accept, and again accept that you are always in her presence. Acknowledge that divine truth and allow yourselves to let go of any and every reason that arises within you suggesting or insisting that this is not so. God is the presence, the reality in which all of creation is eternally present, savoring and tasting the wonder of divine life. Some do indeed dishonor themselves and their Divine Mother by spitting it out, ashamed to accept the truth of who they are because they have so totally bought into their belief in the reality of a state or location without love, where it seems to them they are existing for a short time in form before death terminates their existence. While living that experience, they feel absolutely driven to protect themselves from the dangers of that state by hoarding stuff to protect themselves from lack. Truly, there is only abundance, so allow yourselves to become increasingly aware that this is so and enjoy the peace and contentment that this awareness provides. You are eternally loved. You are eternally loved. And that can never change. So enjoy that truth, be at peace, and set and reset the intent to offer only love, all that you are, because, in truth, you have nothing else to offer, and it is everything. With so very much love, Saul.